USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Britain's government said Monday all remaining coronavirus mandates for travelers, including passenger locator forms, and that unvaccinated people be tested for COVID-19 before and after traveling, will end Friday. Dolly Parton, businesswoman, musician, TV star, she took herself out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame balloting.
Country icon Dolly Parton has officially bowed out of her nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. She shared her decision on Twitter, writing, "I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. I don't feel I've earned that right. I really don't want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out." She also said, "This has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in my career, which I've always wanted to do." She also wished the nominees good luck, and thanks again for the compliment. The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be announced in May. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
On Monday, the Florida State Senate unanimously passed a record-breaking $112 billion state budget proposal that includes a pay raise for state workers, rewards for school districts that did not impose mask mandates, and a one-month gas tax suspension. American astronaut Mark Vandehei, who on Tuesday breaks a U.S. single spaceflight record of 340 days, is set to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan on March 30th. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doubles down on his call for the people of Russia to remove their war criminal leader. Mr. Graham on Newsmax last night.
I think what's reckless is let Putin get away with being the largest war criminal in the 21st century. I think it's reckless to believe that you can allow Putin to win in the Ukraine and China will not invade Taiwan. I think it's reckless to let the Iranians believe we don't have the resolve to stop their nuclear ambitions. The most provocative thing you can do in the face of aggression and the bad guy is to appear weak. And on Biden's watch, it seems like every bad guy in the world is in the mode of taking all they can while they can. So, yes, I want Putin to go. I want the Russian people to take him down. I'm not advocating American ground forces in Ukraine or Russia, but I am advocating that the Russian people fix the problem. I am convinced, and if you disagree with me, great. The world would be better off without Putin. He deserves to go either through some judicial process or just take him out.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.